Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the new Monday show on blogtalkradio.com, where the good news is shared in a unique way. I'm Charlene, your hostess. Thank you for listening to this motivational radio talk show where we educate and inspire one another and promote good deeds of our favorite entertainers, business organizations, and households. At this time, you should have a notebook, pencil, and Bible. Please use the King James Version, as I will help you to understand its meaning during our read aloud. Just a reminder, I am not an ordained preacher. Today's read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 35, verse 1. 2 Chronicles, chapter 35, verse 1. The New Monday Show believes in God as the maker of heaven and earth. The New Monday Show believes it is He from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, who came down to earth in the image of a humble servant to serve humankind. And His name is Jesus. Others may refer to Him as such names as Yeshua or Isa. We have a lot of community announcements to go over. As of April the 1st, I will be closing my Avon, or shall I say New Avon, store, my local store, as well as my online store. For those who may be interested in purchasing items from me, you still can reach out to me and you can still place orders with me if necessary. Also, Avon has changed its North America name. It's no longer a nonprofit. It is a for-profit, and it's called New Avon. And the international Avon is called Avon Products, Inc. Okay. The month of March is White Race Appreciation Month, American White Race Appreciation Month. And it will be concluding in a few days. So let's continue with our community announcements. We remember Earl Scruggs today. It's Lady Gaga's, Kate Gosselin's, and Vince Vaughn's birthday. Wednesday, we remember Phil Ramone, and it's Celine Dion's birthday. Thursday, we remember Peggy, actress Rhea. Friday, in theaters, People First. And it's Method Man's birthday. Saturday, we remember Marvin Gaye. And it's Michael Fassbender's birthday. And it's also International Children's Book Day. My, how the new month approaches quickly, eh? The 3rd of April, we remember Sarah Vaughan. And it's Eddie Murphy, Kelly Price, Alex Baldwin, David Hyde Pierce, and Paris Jackson's birthday. Other news, congratulations to T.I. and Tiny. They now have a new addition to their household. They had a baby girl on Saturday. So let's keep them in prayer. She arrived a couple weeks early, but she's doing well and she's healthy. Amen. Okay. At this time, you may say aloud names of celebrities, entrepreneurs, or families in need of prayer. Globally, the major faith believers are Jews who use the Torah,
Christians who use the Bible and Muslims who use the Bible and or Quran. Then I believe there is only one God, one human race, that descended from one couple, Adam and Eve, one heaven, one hell, and one way to achieve salvation and eternal bliss. Now, as we prepare for our meditation poem, I want you to focus on self and your unique household. Let's take a deep breath and slowly exhale. Exhale out all that extra energy and negativity that we may have had over this Easter holiday weekend of today, or what you may have to do this evening. Amen. All right. Meditation poem, I Am, by Michael Wynn. Let's say aloud slowly, shall we? I am strong. I am gentle. I am proud. I am humble. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am becoming all that I can be. We are all children of God. Deep breath again. And slowly exhale. Today I proclaim that I believe in God. I give thanks to Him on this day and forevermore for sending Jesus to save me from eternal sin. I believe in the unique calling of this fellowship. Holy Spirit, guide me continuously so that I do not stray from God's purpose of its creation. Lord, allow wisdom and knowledge to enter into the souls of all my audiences to be endured forever within their unique household upon generation. In Jesus' name, my soul says, Amen. Visitors, if you've never read the Holy Bible, please open the Bible at this time. The first few pages should list the Old and New Testaments accordingly. Within the Testaments are books, and the books are chapters, and the chapters are verses. The Torah, for believers who use it, includes the Old Testaments, which are recorded in the Holy Bible that we use today. Again, our Bible read-along will be from 2 Chronicles, beginning with chapter 35, verse 1. My audience, ready? Let's begin our read-along. Moreover, Hosea kept a Passover unto the Lord in Jerusalem, and they killed the Passover on the 14th day. One is the biblical meaning of God. Four is the biblical meaning of global. North, south, west, and east. So on the 14th day of the first month. And he set the priests in their charges and encouraged them to the service of the house of the Lord, and said unto the Levites that taught all Israel, which were holy unto the Lord, put the holy ark in the house which Solomon the son of David, king of Israel, did build. It shall not be a burden upon your shoulders. Serve now the Lord your God and his people Israel, and prepare yourselves by the house of your fathers after your courses, according to the writing of David, king of Israel, and according to the writing of Solomon, his son, and stand in the holy place according to the divisions of the families of the fathers of your brethren, the people, and after the division of the families of the Levites. So kill the Passover and sanctify yourselves, and prepare your brethren that they may do according to the word of the Lord by the hand of Moses. And Hosea gave to the people of the flock lambs and kids, all for the Passover offerings, for all that were present, to the number of 30,000 and 3,000 bullocks. These were of the king's substance. And his prince gave willingly unto the people, to the priests and to the Levites, Hilkiah, and Zechariah and Jehiel, rulers of the house of God, gave unto the priests for the Passover offerings 2,600 small cattle and 300 oxen. Konaina also, and Shemaiah, and Nethaneel, his brethren, and Hashabiah, and Jael, and Jozabed, chief of the Levites, gave unto the Levites, pausing for a moment, in order to be really blessed. When people, what we call people being blessed or having abundance, it's ordinary for people to give. So people who are in abundance of something, whether it's wealth or items or things or physical items, those traditionally given, and that's why we say that they are wealthy or they're part of the higher income bracket or they are blessed. But you don't have to be blessed typically just by wealth or finances. You can be blessed by your personality, by your skills or talents. Amen? And you can also be poor with your skills and talents or your attitude or your personality. So when the Holy Bible speaks of people being poor, it doesn't necessarily mean excluding someone's personality or their skills or talents. It means that a human person is poor in some type of classification, whether it be finances, whether it be a house, home style, or household challenges. You can be, that was the wording back then when someone had dysfunction or lack of, we would say that they were poor. That was the trendy word back then. Now today we could say they lack, they are in lack of, or they have a dysfunction or a challenge in. Continuing with verse 10. So the service was prepared, and the priests stood in their place, and the Levites in their courses, according to the king's commandment. And they killed the Passover, and the priests sprinkled the blood from their hands, and the Levites flayed them. And they removed the burnt offerings, that they might give according to the divisions of the families of the people, to offer unto the Lord, as it is written in the book of Moses. And so did they with the oxen. And they roasted the Passover with fire, according to the ordinance. But the holy offering sod they in pots, and in cauldrons, and in pans, and divided them speedily among all the people. And afterward they made ready for themselves and for the priests, because the priests, the sons of Aaron, were busied in offering a burnt offerings and the fat until night. Therefore the Levites prepared for themselves and for the priests, the sons of Aaron. Pausing for a moment, back then, in the back in the day, in the Old Testament, Aaron's family of the 12 tribes of Israel was the only family line that could become actual priests. Now, anyone could be a prophet or a prophetess, but to be an actual priest had to come from the family line of Aaron. Continuing with verse 15, and the singers, the sons of Asaph, were in their place, according to the commandment of David, and Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun, the king's seer. Pausing for a moment. Everything on earth has been given by God for a purpose. every person, every plant, every animal, every reptile, the heavens, the earth, moon, sun, stars, meteors, etc., all have a place, all have a purpose of God's creation. And your work, your skill set, has a purpose as well. And so here we're reading of a journal of the order or classification of skill sets. So it says, we just read, that the singers even had a job task to do. And in an orderly function, they all were on one accord in a specific area. Just like I say in regards to my book, my journal memoir, The Script in the Box, A Journal of Forgiveness, you have to organize all of your life experiences. Don't toss them away. Don't toss your life experiences of the past away. Organize it. What meaning does it have that you went through? What did you learn from it? What did those experiences teach you? It is a lie or fictitious to say, well, forget about what happened in the past. No, learn from the past and organize it in your imaginary box of life experiences. Amen? Okay, so in God's ordering system, the singers have a purpose, the musicians have a purpose, the priests have a purpose, mommies and daddies have a purpose, or mums and dads have a purpose, racial identity has a purpose, amen? All skill sets have a purpose, amen? But with God, He likes order. He likes consistency and routine. So when He calls a thing, He groups things that are similar into that grouping setting. Amen? Okay? So continuing. So in verse 15, as we were saying, and the singers of the son of Asaph were in their place, according to the commandment of David, Asaph, and Heman, and Jeduthun, and the king's overseer. And the porters waited at every gate, north, south, west, east. So if you're a singer, it doesn't matter where you live, pausing for a moment, whether you live domestically or internationally. If you're a singer, that's what you are. That's your skill set. And you're defined to God as a singer. And the porters waited at every gate. They may not depart from their service. What God has given you as your skill and talent will never depart. Now, you cannot, you know, if you want to, as far as God giving you choice, God gives us choices all the time. So what skills and talents that we have, we can use them if we want to, or we don't have to use them if we don't want. But in order to perfect your skills, you have to practice. You have to be consistent and routine in nature. So no one can have your skill, your talent, your blessing of a skill set. Okay? But you can, the only thing that you can do with your given blessing, skills, or talents is to perfect it. So for their brethren of the Levites prepared for them. So all the service of the Lord was prepared the same day. Pausing for a moment. So whatever God gives you, He gave your skill set to you at birth. So whatever you are supposed to be, it's already within you to become. But you have to perfect it. You have to figure out what your blessing of skills and talents are. And then you perfect it. That's your purpose. Okay? Amen. We're learning a lot in these first few verses. Amen? My, my. But he's really discussing with us about the value of entertainers, skillmen, crafters, construction people, builders. Amen? They have value, not just the priests. You know, just like he references and mentions the priests, in God's eyes, in God's mind, the singers have the same type of functioning as a priest. Amen? My, my, my. Okay, let's continue. So, for the verse 16, so all the service of the Lord was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings upon the altar of the Lord, according to the commandment of King Josiah. Pausing for a moment. So perhaps we have leadership, and they have an ordering system, just like God has an ordering system. So if your leaders don't want you to participate in your skill sets or your blessings of skill sets, then you have to try to manipulate your life experiences to fit in your skill set wherever you can. Now, if your leadership, let's say your mommy or daddy or your guardian, doesn't want you to do such and such, then if it's a real blessing, it will eventually manifest. But you have to obey your mommies and your daddies, your mums and dads, or your leadership over you. Or let's say your pastor doesn't want you to do such a thing. And maybe in time, God will allow your leadership, the Godhead of yourself, to allow you to really progress in your blessing of skills and talents. So, in other words, obey and respect your leadership. Whether it be the president of a country, your boss, an elder, meaning a senior citizen elder, your pastors, your moms and dads, or your mommies and dads or guardians. Continuing with verse 17. And the children of Israel, they were present, kept the Passover at that time and the Feast of Unleavened Bread 7 days. Seven is the biblical meaning of completion. Nothing needs to be added. It's already in perfection. Continuing, verse 18, just like verse 17, one God, seven, perfection, completion. Amen. So I believe what God is saying is, again, whatever you are to become has already been manifested in you the day you were born. Verse 18, and there was no Passover like that, or to that, kept in Israel from the days of Samuel the prophet. Neither did all the kings of Israel keep such a Passover as Josiah kept. And the priests and the Levites and all Judah and Israel, they were present, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah was this Passover kept. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho king of Egypt came up to fight against Carchemish by Euphrates, and Josiah went out against him. But he sent ambassadors to him, saying, what have I to do with thee, thou king of Judah? I come not against thee this day, but against the house wherewith I have war. For God commanded me to make haste, forbear thee from meddling with God, who is with me, that he destroy thee not. Nevertheless, Josiah would not turn his face from him, but disguised himself, that he might fight with him, and hearken not unto the words of Necho from the mouth of God, and came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archers shot at King Josiah, and the king said to his servants, have me away, for I am sore wounded. His servants, therefore, took him out of that chariot and put him in the second chariot. Two is the biblical meaning of double for your trouble. So he was not placed in the first chariot, but the second one. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died and was buried in one of the sepulchres of his fathers. And all of Judah and Jerusalem mourned for Josiah, and Jeremiah lamented for Josiah. And all the singing men, amen, we're talking about these singers again. Singers have value. Singers have importance in God's system for humankind. And all the singing men, and who else, what other gender? And all the singing women spake of Josiah in their lamentations to this day, and made them an ordinance in Israel. And behold, they are written in the Lamentations. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and his goodness, according to that which was written in the law of the Lord, and his deeds, first and last. God is the beginning and our endings. He knows our beginnings and our endings. Behold, they are written. God's words are written in the book. But in this particular case, they are written in the books of the kings of Israel and Judah. And we remember that Judah is the praisers and worshipers of the tribes, of all of the tribes. Judah is the tribe that has been blessed in the skills of talents of praising and worshiping God. Continuing, chapter 36, verse 1. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's stead in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt put him down at Jerusalem and condemned the land in 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim, his brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem, and turned his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz, his brother, and carried him. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord his God. Against him came up Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bound him in fetters to carry him to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried other vessels of the house of the Lord to Babylon, and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and his abominations, which he did, and that which was found in him, behold, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his stead. And I'm going to stop right there. Until next time, we'll continue with verse 9. And we're almost completed 2 Chronicles, and then we'll speak about Ezra. Ezra the teacher. Jot down any questions that you may have and email to me at newmondayshow@shirleneonline.org. Thus ends the reading of God's words for next time. Do not read ahead if you feel led. Read over assigned scriptures again or share with family or friends if you are a new reader of the Holy Bible. This has been your hostess. I thank you again for visiting the New Monday Show. My online page is the Family Bonding Portal at ShirleneOnline.com, where you will find other family-friendly amusements. May you have a blessed and productive week. And don't forget to smile to one stranger every day. Now, amen to the one who keeps us from going astray. We thank you for this time of learning. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you have both learned, received, and heard, and see in me and see me do, do. And the God of peace shall be with you.